This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, April 25th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you. Subscribe, share, click the bell for notifications, and then please cancel-proof yourself. There is a way to do it, and it's free. I'll tell you about that after the break. Topic number 5 today. This is 1938 all over again. Video showing pro-Palestinian student protesters at Columbia University who set up an encampment on Columbia University's campus, forming a human chain against people they say are Zionists, going viral on social media. Hundreds of protesters, according to Sehar Tartak, who's the editor-in-chief of the Yale Free Press, who shot this video, formed a blockade against a small group of Jewish students. Watch this.
We are going to slowly.
You see how hostile this is, and you're asking me not to record.
Walk and take a step forward.
Yeah, I absolutely feel threatened right now.
So that we can.
So that we can.
Start to push them.
Start to push them.
Out of the camp.
Out of the camp.
One step forward.
One step forward.
Another step forward.
Another step forward.
We ask.
We ask
that you please respect
our privacy
and our community guidelines
which you have so far disrespected
and leave our camp. One step forward.
Frankly, that's creepy. I said Monday sarcastically that what's going on college campuses across the country isn't too much like 1938 Germany, but I say now completely straightforward and sincerely, what we're seeing right now is very much like 1938 Germany, or more specifically 1938 Austria, where this image was taken of a group of brown shirts, stormtroopers, forming a human chain at the University of Vienna to keep Jewish students off campus. I've been saying since 2020 that liberals in America have become the fascists they claim to hate. And because we in America are just deluded into believing that it can't happen here, we're inside a little bubble saying this isn't happening, this isn't happening, this isn't happening, while all around us, yes, this is happening. Topic number 4, Ukraine. More on the bills that passed the House of Representatives Saturday. Democrats cheered, waved Ukrainian flags as that package of foreign aid bills pushed through by House Speaker Mike Johnson, a Republican, who is now really leaning heavily on Democrats in order to get an agenda passed and hang on to his job as Speaker of the House. Passed $61 billion in foreign aid, just what the White House wanted, which conservatives in the Republican Party have been blocking for months. House Speaker Johnson used some procedural moves and the support of House Democrats to get it through. A minority of Republicans voted enough to get the bill through. $61 billion to Ukraine, no questions asked. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky very pleased, personally thanking Speaker Johnson on social media. Of course he's pleased. I mean, why wouldn't he be? Who knows where this money is going to end up? Seriously, as Seymour, we've talked about this for several years now, very little accountability, but as Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh has reported recently, the corruption in Ukraine is so bad that CIA Director William Burns was dispatched to Kyiv to warn President Zelensky to stop stealing so much money. I mean, this would be funny if it wasn't actually happening. It reads like the plot of a parody film, but this is really happening. The issue of corruption raised directly with Zelensky in a meeting in January with CIA Director Burns. His message to the Ukrainian government was, according to her, she describes it as like something out of a 1950s mob movie, a film noir. Senior generals and government officials in Kyiv were angry with what they see as Zelensky skimming too much off the top. Burns told the Ukrainian president that he was there to warn him because he was taking a larger share of the skim than was going to the generals. And then he also presented to Zelensky a list of 35 generals and senior officials whose corruption was so over the top that the CIA and the American government said, look, you guys really need to tone it down because it's getting harder and harder to cover up back home. Zelensky picked 10 of the worst offenders, guys who were driving around town in brand new Mercedes on a general's salary, and fired them. But Zelensky's half-hearted response and the lack of concern coming from the Biden White House is, according to Hirsch's intelligence community source, a sign of the lack of leadership that's leading to a total breakdown in trust between the White House and some elements of the intelligence community, which is why there are some now are predicting that the deep state is actually swinging back towards Trump, because things inside the White House right now are just so out of control and so mismanaged that the deep state realizes if they continue backing Biden, they'll be behind the wrong horse. And, let's put it this way. The goal of a parasite is to make sure they don't kill the host. Topic number three, Sudan. While liberals here in the United States are raising concerns about the Christians in the Palestinian Arab communities and their treatment at the hands of Israel, not much is being said about the Christians in Sudan, where a war began last April, and since then 150 churches have been damaged or destroyed. This is according to a report by the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom. The conflict is between Sudan's armed forces and a paramilitary group called the Rapid Support Forces. Thousands have died, religious communities are being devastated, and U.S. watchdogs say that religious sites are now increasingly being targeted. This resulted in about 13,000 deaths, and armed combatants are targeting houses of worship, specifically Christians, who make up a little less than 5% of the country's population, about 2 million in a nation of about 43 million. Sudan ranked number 8 among the most challenging places on earth to be a Christian by the Christian ministry called Open Doors. Religious freedoms, freedom reforms at the national level, not being employed at the local level. Open Doors, by the way, documenting that most of the Christian persecution on planet Earth, among the top 50 worst places to be a Christian on Earth, Islamic persecution. Interestingly, not one of those 50 mentions Jewish persecution. Just saying. Topic number two, the border has moved. The Mason-Dixon line used to be sort of the dividing line between north and south. The Mexican border, considerably farther south than that. But here in America today, the border can be as close as your local soccer pitch or soccer field, as we call it here in the United States. A New York City high school soccer game between a couple of traveling 17-year-old teams had to be canceled last week because a group of migrants who are camping on the field refused to leave even after police showed up. The match, slated to be between the Manhattan Kickers and FA Euro New York, group of migrants, about 30 of them, who, according to the report in the New York Post, appeared to be African and spoke little English, thought about it, and then decided, bleep it, we're not leaving. Coach of the Manhattan Kickers team, Eric Johansson, a Swedish native where they've got some experience with migrants causing problems, said even when the game was over, you don't know if they're going to be waiting for you. So even after the cops kicked them out, we decided it just might be too dangerous. Called off the game. One of the mothers said to the New York Post, it's frustrating that the guys who refused to follow the rules won. Now, why would the migrants feel so bold in a nation where they're not even supposed to be here? The following anecdote may shed some light on this issue. You remember when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis flew a group of 49 illegals to ultra-rich Martha's Vineyard and how the liberals there freaked out until they kicked them out the following day? Well, here in the United States, illegals who are victims of a crime and help law enforcement solve those crimes can get a U visa, which means they can get a work visa and are put on a track to become a citizen. About 10,000 of these U visas are handed out each year. They're so desirable that illegal migrants are literally hiring other people to commit fake crimes against them so they can report them to the police. Crime never gets solved. They get a U visa, they get a work permit, they get to stay. Well, the Biden administration decided it could issue U visas to these 49 people who went to Martha's Vineyard because they claim DeSantis lured them there under false pretenses. And so, because they're possibly victims of a possible crime, they get to stay and work permits. You treat people who are here in the country illegally like that, they might just start to feel a bit emboldened when it comes to dealing with law enforcement. Coming up, Fox guarding the henhouse at Harvard. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Summoning the Demon Super Collection. This amazing collection includes Dr. Thomas Horn's final book, Summoning the Demon, Artificial Intelligence and the Image of the Beast, that reveals how tech singularity will bring an all-powerful artificial mind to life. The trigger event that will make 666 the mark of the beast mandatory overnight. What the future of a marked society will look like. The new face of transhuman supernatural warfare and how Christians must prepare for what is coming. But this incredible collection also includes, for a limited time, the brand new Dr. Thomas Horn Definitive Skywatch TV Collection. This unimaginable and historical TV anthology is valued at $99.95 all by itself. It contains a total of 96 episodes, over 45 hours of content on 8 DVDs, and is not available anywhere else or online, and includes classic series like Zenith 2016, The Milieu, Belly of the Beast, Saboteurs, The Wormwood Prophecy, The Messenger, Zeitgeist 2025, Legion, and more. But we're still not finished. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented masterpiece by legendary authors Dr. Thomas Horn, Terry James, Tim Moore, and others provides in-depth analysis of emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of over $140. Yours now for your donation of only $39.99 plus shipping and handling. So don't delay. You can scan the QR code on your screen right now using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special collection. You can also visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Summoning the Demon Super Collection now.
Item number one today, you can't make stories like this up. You might remember the story of Dr. Claudine Gay, the former president of Harvard University, who served the shortest term in the history of the university because her plagiarism was so blatant she was forced to resign. She is now teaching a graduate course on reading and research. This is a nuts and bolts class for students pursuing careers in academia. It teaches them how to read and research, and then cite that research in their future peer-reviewed publications. The very thing that Dr. Gay was accused of not doing. I mean, what she did, that's a particularly nasty kind of lie, claiming original thought, original content, original research, while stealing it from somebody else who actually did the work. That is extremely aggravating to those whose work is being stolen, seeing it practiced by the president of Harvard University, one of the world's leading educational institutions, is shocking. The fact that she's still on faculty there is even more stunning. The fact that they now have her teaching research and writing is beyond parody. Come quickly, Lord. Skywatch TV's Defender Conference, Countering the Darkness, is still available. You can access all of the content for 90 days instantly, and as a free bonus, get access to all 6 feature-length documentary films from Skywatch Films, including the 2 Telly Award-winning films, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking, and Inhuman, The Next and Final Phase of Man is Here. You get all the information and a place to register. Take advantage of this cutting-edge information right now at DefenderConference.com. That's DefenderConference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we continue and actually complete our 4th week of a 4-week series on artificial intelligence and why Elon Musk calls developing generative AI, autonomous AI, Summoning the Demon. That's the title of the final book by Dr. Tom Horn, written in collaboration with his, well, with his kids, two of them anyway, Joe Artis Horn and Allie Anderson. This week we talk about how AI might play a role in bringing in the end times. Don't miss it. This is Cutting Edge Stuff. You'll find it right now at our website, skywatchtv.com. You can watch it over the air. Our broadcast schedule is posted, skywatchtv.com/channels. Roku, Apple TV, or our Rumble channel, rumble.com/skywatchtv, or you can catch it right now at our mobile app. And really, that's the way to cancel-proof yourself. Skywatch TV, we've gotten kicked off of a certain video sharing site now four times for violating community standards. Why? Because we dare talk about subjects that are, well, a bit uncomfortable. But it makes you wonder, are they, well, I won't even go there. Anyway, if you've got our mobile app, you don't have to worry about that because we will not be canceled from our app. You can use the mobile app to watch the videos directly, or you can use Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay to send the video directly to your smart TV. It's got other features as well. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. It is free, and we have links to the app stores at our website, skywatchtv.com/app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and with Grace the Rescue Dog, this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. Okay, let me get that video, and then we'll get on to the editing part of the video. And I'll open the door so you can look outside. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.